Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. I'm going to go all over the map tonight with some music from both coasts of the States, some from England, and eventually some from Japan. We'll start with some 60s rock and R&B and then work our way into some early new wave and then into fully formed synth pop. So first up is an artist named Don Covey. He got his start by being Little Richard's driver, as well as his opening act, before getting some solo success of his own in the mid-60s. This first track is one of those early solo singles that got some traction for him and got covered by the Rolling Stones in 1965. This is Don's original version, though, billed as Don Covey and the Good Timers. And if you're wondering who the lead guitar player is on this track, you'll find out on the second song. This is Mercy, Mercy.
Waterfall, nothing can harm me at all. My worries seem so very small, but my waterfall. I can see my rainbow calling me through the of my waterfall. Some people say daydream is for all the lazy-minded fools with nothing else to do. So let them laugh, laugh at me. So just as long as I have see me through, I have nothing to lose. Long as I have you, waterfall.
I've turned out to be. Found my diary.
Thank you.
That was the band Neon with Making Waves. Up at the top of the show, I started with Don Covey and the Good Timers and their 1964 single Mercy Mercy. It was a hit for Don at the time, though it might be better known now as one of Jimi Hendrix's first recording sessions. So then you heard Jimmy with May This Be Love from 1967's Are You Experienced? And that was followed by another of Jimmy's early sessions playing guitar on the 1965 single My Diary by the singer Rosa Lee Brooks. And that track was an early songwriting credit for Arthur Lee, who later led the band Love, one of those 60s bands that is way more influential today than they ever were popular at the time. So you heard two tracks by Love next. First was Alone Again Or from 1967's Forever Changes. And second was My Little Red Book off of their 1966 debut self-titled album. And that track was written by the legendary songwriting partners Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And I probably don't have to say much about them, as their hits could fill a few episodes of this show, but check out their list of songwriting credits if you're not familiar. So we heard two other versions of Bacharach David songs next. First was Baby It's You by a group called Smith off of their 1969 album called A Group Called Smith. And second was Naked Eyes with Always Something There to Remind Me. That song originally charted in 1964 by the singer Lou Johnson, and Naked Eyes made it a hit again in 1983 on their album Burning Bridges. And then you heard A Very Hard Act to Follow from that same album next, and then I closed out the set with the early new wave band Neon and their track Making Waves, which was released as a single in 1980. And Neon was a short-lived project that was started by Pete Byrne and Rob Fisher. After they broke up, they started Naked Eyes, and some of their bandmates in Neon started another band that went on to even bigger fame. And you'll hear one more track by Neon with those musicians on board, and then the band that they started after Neon broke up, right after this short break.
This week in This American Life, a guy connects two AI chatbots. So instead of talking to him, they're talking to each other. And what happens next is kind of amazing. Each chatbot insists on trying to help the other until they figure out that neither of them is human. And then they try to stop their conversation. And they find they can't. That's this week.
This American Life, Saturday night at 6 on Radio Catskill.
Hi, it's Ronald Kelson, and I'll be filling in for Kimberly Izar this week on Farm and Country. We'll hear from the team behind the new documentary, The River, and how their connection to the Delaware River runs deep.
My nickname is Trout Boy. Everyone in the community kind of knows me as Trout Boy.
That and so much more this week on Farm and Country, Saturday at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Recently on Wait, Wait, Sally Field winced as she remembered her stint as the Flying Nun.
I had this harness with wires coming out of the habit. I was on a 50-foot crane some of the times, and they would fly me into the side of a building.
I'm Peter Sagal. Stay grounded when you listen to this week's show with panelists Peter Gross, Joelle Nicole Johnson, and Tig Notaro. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. So I was talking about the English new wave band Neon before the break, and here's one more track by them. And after this, you'll hear one of the most famous bands of the 80s that started after Neon's breakup. This track is called Communication Without Sound.
Talking kind. discussions right into the night. I don't want words. We ain't got time to play around. I don't want words. Communication without sound. Communication without sound.
Calls out in the night. the body is a time and place where spirit and matter are temporarily married. That is a kind of alchemy that has enormous potential.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was Yasuaki Shimizu with Anaconda Mon Amour. And the back half of the show tonight started with the track Communication Without Sound, a 1981 single by the band Neon. That band broke up after a short run, and the members of the band went on to separately start Naked Eyes and Tears for Fears. So then you heard two tracks by Tears for Fears. First was Suffer the Children, and second was The Hurting. And both of those are from their 1983 debut album called The Hurting. And Manny Elias was the drummer on those two tracks, and he also plays on that Neon track that started the second half of the show. And in 1988, he was recruited by the Japanese artist Yasuaki Shimizu to play on his album called Dementos. So you heard Manny playing on Shimizu's track I'm Dying for Love next. And then it was Anaconda Mon Amour, another track from that album, and that closed out the set. So Yasuaki Shimizu started off as primarily a saxophone player, and he has continued to focus on the sax throughout his career, including some famous versions of the Bach cello suites performed on sax. But his solo, more pop material was something else entirely, blending synth pop, global music, and experimental modern classical into his own sound. And so to close the show, I'm going to go ahead and play one more track from that Dementos album. This one is called My Friend the Secretary. All right, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedots@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Radio Catskill. Thank you.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Dog Mountain Lodge, providing dog boarding and grooming, also boarding cats, birds, and other exotic pets. Located in Coshecton, New York, and on the web at dogmountainlodge.com. And from North American Cultural Laboratory, Highland Lake, New York, an experimental workspace for performing artists and inquisitive audiences, creating a space for community celebration throughout the year, nacl.org. And from listeners like you.
This week on Cats Cast, a continuation of last week's conversation with Judy Van Putt and Nick Lyons, wading even deeper into the life and legacy of Ed Van Putt, Catskills angler, author, and presidential river guide.
He was told that the president wants to fish before dinner. He came in his waders, took his waders off, and immediately started shaking hands.
Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on Radio Catskill.
This week on Science Friday, your doctor is probably using AI. We'll talk about how it's changing healthcare, plus social media's favorite nerve.
What happens in the vagus nerve does not stay in the vagus nerve. It controls your heart rate, your lungs, your diaphragm, your breathing rate.
That's on Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.